traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon, horsemen, from wherever you're at in the world. We are getting to you. Our programming goes all over the world. Get iTunes, iHeart, BBS radio, TV. And we got a lot of things that we're going to talk about today. We're growing, getting bigger. We're getting ready to start branching out on some networks. Fox Sports is going to be one of the networks that's going to carry us, along with BBS radio and TV. And we're going to see in our IENTV.org. We're getting ready to do a lot of good things. We're going to have a lot of improvement on the show, a lot of improvement and everything. So, you know, we're going to see what happens. But today, we always start out with our IENTV.org, our website. Today we have At the Wire. It's live racing. It's America's Day at the Racing, at the races. If you go on to there, you can click on to America's Day at the Races, and you can see racing from all across the country, different tracks and everything. It's a part of the NYRA Sport Network, so they do a real good job with it. You know, and that will fulfill your need for horse racing there, and it's all unbelievable. You know, and it's a five-hour program. So, you know, you'll be there all afternoon. It's not like it's just a 30-minute or an hour program. It runs a little over 5 hours. Then, of course, we go down to our equestrian life made easier. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about in a horse business, we're trying to have everything here cover a little bit of everything. And every community has an equestrian market. It could be somebody with just two horses, you know, or it could be somebody with 100 horses. They could be race horses, show horses, AQHA horses, you name it, it could be it. They could be a part of the horse community. But one of the things that we have here at Sunshine Meadows is we have a very diverse type of equestrian community here. We've got some of the best standardbreds in the world here in the wintertime. We've got the best thoroughbreds in the world at our Delray Beach facility. We have Todd Pletcher over there. He has over 100 horses with us there. So, you know, we have the quality, you know, it's there. And then we have Delray Equestrian over there. Brandon's wife over there, Heather Mills, an accomplished horseman, very talented in everything that she does from the ground up. And she's training a lot of good champions over there. Mostly, they're into the AQHA, they're quarter horse, cowgirl people. And they're top of the line in the country. And so Brandon's got that facility fixed up, you know, where they can barrel race and they do everything. And, you know, he's built a tremendous facility there. And, of course, Heather, she's top-notch in training and owners and everything. So that's good. Delray Equestrian, Delray Beach, Florida. Then, of course, we have Palm Beach Downs. Palm Beach Downs is probably the best training facility in the United States, bar none. And that includes the racetracks. That includes everybody. Todd Pletcher's been with us for there, over 9 years now. And he trains everything out of there. He trained Always Dreaming, won the Derby out of there. You know, I mean, he just does a tremendous job, you know, with all the horses that he has. You know, it's second to none, like I said. So that's what we're trying to do here at Sunshine Meadows. But more importantly, here at Sunshine Meadows, we have trail rides, lesson horses, and then we have top-notch show horses, USEF and FEI horses over there with John Beebe over at Carriage Hill and Arlington Farms. We have Victoria Jackson. She's been here a long time with us. She's been here over 20 years, and she's the proud owner and trainer of a pony called Peanut. And Peanut is 32 years old. He's still showing at Wellington. He's still winning ribbons. He's won ribbons for 29 years in a row up there at Wellington. And Wellington's a tough place to show it. Top of the line horses come here every year in the wintertime. And I kind of laughed the other day. There was a girl over there, and she's in her mid-20s. And I would say she just started laughing. And I said, what are you laughing at? And she said, you know, she said, I just told Victoria that I rode Peanut when I was 5 years old. That's how long he's been. And now she's in her mid-20s. You know? And I said, I said, we're telling stories here. But it just goes to show you the quality of people that we have here with the Pletchers and with the Mills over at Delray Equestrian. And of course, Brandon manages all three of our farms, so that makes it easy for us, all the workers that are here. It allows me to do my show here. And I'm growing bigger and better, and they're always helping me with things. They're good people. But that's what we're trying to say. The horse community is everybody's community, whether you're a horse person or you're not a horse person. You could be a part of it. And if you want to be a part of it, you can check here with us at intv.org, and you can see what we have available. For example, we have artists at Sunshine Meadows. And if you go to look at that, it takes you a quick tour of Sunshine Meadows, and you get to see the people milling around and talking to each other, and you get to see the artwork, and they talk about the equestrian art that's available, you know, out here. You know, it's just amazing. And you get to see, and what I liked about the video, the horses are walking by, they're looking at the paintings that are of the horses, you know, like, oh, well, that's so-and-so from down at Barn 3, looking there, somebody painted him, and, you know, but it's really good, and it's high-quality art. It's unbelievable the artists that we have here and the quality of their skills that they have there. And just to show you how good this is, Pimlico in Baltimore, during Preakness Week, they have an art festival. And it's local artists, kids up to, you know, to old people like me are painting. And they make their paintings and they show them every year during Preakness Week at Pimlico. And they've got people that come from all over the world to bring their art there. And they had over 200 artists that were there last year. And all the money, the paintings are all for sale. And all the money all the money that is raised for that goes into the community. And they put it into the community to where they support the community, and they try to, you know, help the kids along find themselves, whether it's through art or, you know, the equestrian industry or what have you. And that's really a good thing, you know, that they do there. Then naturally we can't have a show without talking about Farm Vet. We got a commercial on Farm Vet there. They're very good people. Farm Vet has any and everything that you need. They can drop ship it to you. You just call in to the number or go to farmvet.com. And place your order, and in 2-3 days, you know, it's there. And they have everything there. And what I like about Farm Vet is they have the people that have the knowledge to help you with whatever you have. If you got a skin disease, you know, they'll find out where are you from, how are you bathing the horse, what shampoos are you using. You know, they find out the whole nine yards, and then they make an educated recommendation for what they have available on their shelves, and they can get to you. So you never have to stress or worry about getting a product, you know, and you can get it within a day or two then because they FedEx or they drop ship it right to you, to your farm or to your racetrack or to the show grounds. And a lot of places, Farm Vet does have, you know, representatives in a small store located on the show grounds or close to the racetrack. You know, they do that. And so that's why you can go to them and get whatever you need. And then we got our equestrian of the week. I got to change this thing out. It's Dwayne Lucas. And let me tell you, Dwayne's 88 years old. I worked for Wayne for quite a while. The guy is phenomenal. He has not missed a step since I worked for him back in, you know, in the early 2000s, late 1900s, there, 1999, 98. Wayne's a good guy. He is from the get-go. His son, Jeff, was a tremendous horseman. Unfortunately, Jeff passed away after having a tremendous accident on the track. Jeff was a great good, very good guy, great horseman. In fact, I think if Jeff was still around, he'd probably be better trainer than Wayne was, because Jeff was really good. Wayne's great. You know, Wayne is great, and he wins, and he's a solid horseman, first class all the way. Whether he's got one horses or 40 horses, his operation is first class. But the best thing I can say about D. Wayne Lucas is he's one of the best trainers that's ever trained a horse in quarter horse racing and thoroughbred racing. But more importantly, Wayne is a better person than he is a horseman. And he's really good. He thinks about the sport and the business, how to build the business. I got a lot of ideas and a lot of skills from Wayne. One of the things that he does is when he races a horse, he'll select somebody, and most of the time he tries to select kids out of the crowd. And they get to see the horses up close and in person with Wayne. And then if the horse wins, they get their picture, they get in the winner's circle and get their picture taken. You know, and that's the best way to build business. You know, he's constantly thinking about the industry as a whole, not only about himself and his business, but he's thinking about his staff, and he's thinking about, you know, the industry and the track and the community that he's in. He thinks about all that. And then you sit back and you look at the people that have gone on and worked for him. You're looking at Kara McLaughlin, tremendous trainer. You look at Todd Pletcher, unbelievable. Mike Maker, you know, that is there. You know, Dallas Stewart. The list is endless, you know, that has worked for him. And, you know, it's kind of funny. Everything that he's taught those guys, eventually they come up and they run against each other. You know, it's the teacher, you know, running against the student, or the student running against the teacher. But they all have that class. It was instilled in them from Wayne in every one of their barns and every one of their operations. And that's what's really, you know, amazing about D. Wayne. So that's why I've had him up for so long. Then I tell you, I had to use this the other day. We had some weather that came in, and we had about, I'd say, close to almost 2 feet of rain down here in South Florida. And it was just an endless, you know, 4 or 5 days. And what I liked about it is I could go to weather.com on my website here, and we got up to date, hourly up to date weather forecast, you know, where it was raining. They got weather radar. They got everything there on there. And that's on our quick links on our site here. And so that was good. And then I went to MapQuest. About 300 horses had to leave Miami and Gulfstream, and go out to other places, you know, where the water was not, inundated, you know, the track. Ooh, I used a big word there. Well, I'm getting good at this, inundated. I like that. That sounds good. But no, MapQuest could get you there. And like I said, about 300 horses had to leave and go northward. And so when you got MapQuest, you know that if you got to go north or northwest or northeast, you know how far you have to go. You know where the weather's at and what you have to do. And so, you know, when you get 2 feet of water and your horses are standing knee deep in water, you know, you can't fool around. You got to get going. And so that's what they did, and they used MapQuest and they used weather.com. And then the ones that were headed to wherever they were going, we had Trivago on there. Trivago is the best hotel, you know, site that you can go to. They fix you right up, and 9 times out of 10, they've got the cheapest rates. So those three quick links right there helped everybody, you know, get done what they needed to get done. And then we've got Walmart on there. There's Walmart everywhere. You know, and it's quick, and it tells you right where you go to. Just put in the zip code, and it'll give you a Walmart right there. We have Heisen on there. Heisen's really good. They help you with all your domestic and international equine rules and regulations. And when you go there, they can answer every kind of question that you need to be answered. And then again, Another person that I worked for was Brookledge Equine Transportation out of Rolle, Pennsylvania. Brad Gottwall's up there, a tremendous horseman. They build their own trailers. They got drivers that, and attendants that are horse people. So you know your horse is getting the best care. And like I said, they build their own trailers, so they're top of the line, very well maintained. And they ship a lot of horses, both thoroughbreds, standardbreds, and show horses. They do a lot of show horses. They go coast to coast, and they literally to every state. If they got a horse that needs to get to any state in the country, they're the people to go to because they'll know how to get it there. And they do it in a good fashion, and they're very competitive. You get your money's worth when you go with them. And then, speaking of transportation, if you're going somewhere, you go over to, Hallway Feeds. Hallway Feeds feeds horses all around the world. They feed every kind of horse that's available, every breed that's around, Hallway Feeds feeds them. If you go to, their website, hallwayfeeds.com, you can see what all they do. You can see how it's manufactured, where they're at. You can see who the people you are talking to, and they will tell you what you need for your horse. And they're horse people. And they, like I said, they feed derby winners to, you know, Olympic horses, you name it, they feed them. And they know what they're doing. It's family-owned, and they're the best people in the world, first-class people, and they're not going to be, you know, steering you wrong. They'll get you in the right position to do what you're doing there. So that's our Equestrian Life Made Easy segment in there. If you've got anything that you want to put on IEN, you just call us up or you email me at msmequine24@gmail.com, or you can call me at 561-690-8813, and we'll get your information out about who you are and what you are and where you're at and what your goals are in the equestrian industry and what you've done. And, you know, if you've got cats and dogs at the farm, or, you know, you got bicycles and motorcycles, whatever you got at the farm, we'll talk about it. But we want to know who you are, where you're at, and what you're doing. And it's all free. It's all free. Now, next week, we're going to have Denise from the Golden Gate Farms here in Delray, and she is a good horseman, fantastic horse person. They have trail rides here. They do barrel racing. They do everything, you know, with the horse business. She's really good at it. And they got a nice barn here at it's Sunshine Meadows. It sits out on a lake on the back part of our farm out by the Everglades. We've got a nice lake out there, and they got ducks and geese and chickens, and they got all kinds of goats. They got everything out there. It's a good farm setting, you know, with Denise out there. And she's a good horse person, and she's got horses for all different levels of riding ability. If you're just new to the game, she got horses that she can school and teach you on. If you're pretty good at riding, she can take you up another level. And then if you're good, really good at riding, she'll take you on trail rides. She got a real nice trail rides riding here in the, you know, out around the Everglades, and you can see alligators and birds, and you know, it's really a good one. That's Denise out at Golden Gate Riding Stables here at Sunshine Meadows that we have here. And then, of course, naturally, we've got a group that when I first came out here to work, I was really impressed with John Beebe and Carriage Hill Farms out there at Arlington Farms. John Beebe is a retired jockey from back in the day. John was a tremendous rider in Chicago. He learned the business good, first class all the way. And now he's got a really good show barn up there. They had FAU was there with him for a while, Florida Atlantic University, and then Jane Fennessy's there with him. You know, they got a rider, his name's Marcus, and he's just unbelievable. This guy can ride like there is no tomorrow. And when you see him sitting on a horse, he's first class. He's first class. Everything about him, the way he talks, his mannerism, the school, he teaches a lot of kids, and the kids just like Mr. Marcus. Marcus is really fantastic out there. And then I can't say enough about Arlie. Arlie's a tremendous writer. She rides a lot, all over the place. You name it, she's there. She's very first class, there, to have. And there's a multitude of other riders that are there that are countless. And they're always riding and wanting. They're riding in North Carolina. They're riding in, New York and Kentucky. They're riding in the Global Champions Tour. You know, the farm is just unbelievable, first class all the way. And when you stop out, it's kind of appropriate that he's in stall in barn number one, because all his riders are number one. You know, that's kind of, you know, says it all right there. He's on number one barn here. And then what I like about it is their motto is they are the home of past, present, and future champions. And that is for sure. You can come out here and take a look at them and see, and even take lessons from them. They got a good lesson program there, you know, for everybody. They're good with really good with young kids that are just starting out. So that's John Beebe at Arlington Farms. And then we, you know, like we said, we had Laura Lane Farms with Victoria Jackson. Her husband is a veterinarian. So we've got a veterinarian on the facility here. Most of the year, so he's up north right now with his clients racing, but we have veterinarian services here on the farm, which is really a big asset. And now that hurricane season is here, we are certified by the state of Florida and the Agriculture Department as a hurricane facility for the equine industry. And if a hurricane's coming, they can get here to Sunshine Meadows or to Delray Equestrian. We have concrete block stalls and buildings, and it's really safe, and we can handle up to 750 horses. So that makes it good, you know, for the equestrians. And we've got dormitories here if you want to send grooms with them, with your horses. We've got dormitories that are concrete block buildings, and they're hurricane safe. And they've got some of the rooms have got hurricane windows in them. Brandon's starting to put hurricane windows in. So we have that. And then we have all electric pumps for our water system. If the electric goes out, Brandon's got gasoline pumps as backups. So we always have fresh water, you know, for the horses. So it's really a great facility to come to. And all you got to do is just, you know, get a hold of me here at IEN, and I can get you all set up with rooms and stalls and, you know, whatever you might need, you know, to get here. Then I always like the international aspect of it, and it's hard for me, you know, being in the business, thinking of Canada as an international part of the business, because we got so many Canadians that train here. Casey Coleman trains her horses here, and she's probably the best standard bred trainer in North America, and she's based out of Canada, but now she lives down here in Delray, but she races, won a big $1 million race the other night up in Canada with her trotters. So we have that, but we have At the Wire. It's our international division, and a lot of times I'll have racing from England or like Ascot, or you know, we got all kinds of places that we race from, Australia, South Africa. You know, I'll usually have a feature race of the day or, you know, a track of the week. And this week, Woodbine's been really good. We've got Woodbine as our international track of the week. And like I said, it's hard to think of Canada as being international, you know, a foreign country, because we're so much a part of their racing, and they're racing so much a part of ours. So, you know, it's kind of different. But that's At the Wire International. And like I said, just check in every day, and you'll see who we have, whether it's Europe, South Africa, Australia, you know, what have you. It's really a good time to watch racing, and you get to see what it's like there. You get to see the people, hear the people, and you get to see how they conduct their racing. And it's not any different from us. It's just a little bit different, you know. But it's interesting to watch, not only from the racing aspect of it, but from the visual aspect of it. That's good. And then the weekly programming, and I'm clearing all this off here after this week. The weekly programming on IEN, I've set up a system here. I've got 6 blocks that I put up, and each one of them is going to have a different type of thing. It might have a small farm in Connecticut. It might have a big farm in Lexington. It might have a quarter horse farm out in California. It might have, a sales from over in Europe. It might have, state equine meeting like we do on here. A lot of times I'll put when they have the monthly meeting for the racing officials in Kentucky, I'll put that up. It's a variety of things that we have on there. It's just not strictly racing or showing. It's a variety of things. And this is basically how I started IEM. Back in the day, as they say. The first one we had there is IEN Rough Cut, how IEN started. And it's a montage of things, of shows, the thoroughbred racing, standardbred racing, tack shops, a little bit about, what the horse industry is all about. Just not one thing, polo. We have that there. And then, a good person, Anna Seitz, she came up and I wanted her to do it because she's enthusiastic, and you can hear in her voice that she really knows what she's doing and she knows what to ask and when to ask it. And so that was our international equine clip from Keeneland Racecourse. We talked to some owners about their horse More Than Ready. And it's really a nice little piece there. It kind of gives you, behind the scenes look at, what goes on before you see the final cut, that you see on Saturdays or on, on the afternoon. And then every state, and I'm going through every state this year, has a agriculture department on the equine industry. It's a billion-dollar industry throughout this country in a lot of states. It's unbelievable what they do and how they do it. So a friend of mine in Florida Ag sent me a video. It's called The Florida Horse, and it tells you exactly how the horse industry affects and impacts the economic industry here in the state of Florida. It's a real good article. It's got some good interviews, and you just kind of see how the Florida horse came about, the crackers. They call them the crackers, how they came back here in Florida. It's a good historical video, and it's really nice to watch. Not too long. It won't bore you to death, but it's good in there. And then one of the things, like I keep saying about here, we're trying to do, it's all free that we put on here. You just tell us about what part of the equine industry that you're a part of, and I'd be glad to, put it up, post it for free. And we'll do that. We have the 2024 AQHA VRH World Announcement. It's a good little meeting. It's a convention they have, and they talk about what they're going to be doing in the American Quarter Horse Association. And so we put a lot of things in there. You get it straight from the horse's mouth, literally, from the people that run the AQHA. They're there, and they're answering questions, and they're telling you, what their mission statement is, where they're going, what the big shows are. And whenever you come to quarter time here on IEM, you'll see that week's big shows for that week. Who's doing what, where they're showing at, where they're racing, you name it, that's what they're doing, and that's on our quarter time show. And then, of course, we have the International Equine Report, and that's what we're doing here today. And you'll see in this block here, it'll be in the fourth block, or the fifth block, in the center of the page. And we've got a little thing there called How Horses Are Raised. It's a big business. and it tells you a little bit about how they raise horses and what they do and where they're going. It kind of gives you an inside look at what it takes, you know, to raise a horse. And so we have that, you know, there. And then this is my favorite one. This is my, I don't know who's going to be in it or what's going to be in it every week, but this week I've got Belmont at the Big A. And the reason it's Belmont at the Big A, and that's Aqueduct Racetrack, because they're remodeling and rebuilding Belmont Racetrack, and it's a 2-year project. And so what they did is they take the Belmont meet that normally would be running, like say now, has been moved over to Aqueduct. And then when they're through here in a couple of weeks at Aqueduct, the racing will move to Saratoga. And then Saratoga will move back to Aqueduct after that, and then the process starts all over again. And there, but they're building a new racetrack, and they're making it fan friendly. New, new grandstands, new clubhouse, new everything, fan friendly. You know, the TVs, the sports book, you name it. They're making it for the fans. And it's going to really be nice to go to Belmont Park. They're going to have all kinds of things to do there. And, you know, it's really going to be good to take the family to. Their parking's going to be great. You know, they're going to have any and everything that you could want there, all types of foods, good concessions. They're going to have a good store, gift shop they're going to have there, which will really be good. High-end, you know, shirts and just regular old T-shirts. You're going to have everything for everybody when you go there. So that's good. And then the programming, that was our weekly program, and that's a potpourri of what we were doing. But on a regular scheduled basis now, on our weekly program, every week, the only thing of change will be locations. For example, we have Quest for Equine Gold. It's all about the 2024 Olympics that are coming up. This on the 23rd of this month, in 2 days, we've got the FEI Eventing Nations Cup. And that's going to be interesting. That's an international event. It's on the 23rd. Just come here and you click onto it and you can see, it's coming from Poland, I believe, this week. And you can see it live right here on IEN. That's on the 23rd. It's Quest for Equine Gold. It also has links to USEF and FEI, and that can give you all the updates that you need, on anything, you know, in the show horse industry. There, but like I said, we're following the Olympics are right knocking on the door, and so that Quest for Equine Gold will literally be coming from France every day. We will be posting what's going on in the equestrian and the eventing at you know, at the Olympics here coming up in a couple of weeks, and we'll have a lot of live programming from that. That's Quest for Equine Gold. Then we have 0 to 10. Which I could put 0 to 10 in Quest for Equine Gold, but I didn't want to do that. And the reason I didn't want to do that is they've got so many things in Quest for Equine Gold. They've got like eventing and stadium jumping and they, you name it. They got all kinds of things. But I think the dressage is called 0 to 10. That's how they score in dressage is from 0 to 10. And so what I did, that's what I named it, 0 to 10, because it's strictly about dressage. And this thing, we have the FEI Dressage Nations Cup coming up tomorrow from Rotterdam in the Netherlands. And that's a live program that's coming up. It's really nice to see. Dressage is a beautiful sport. It's a sport that's acquired and has to be taught to the horses. It's not thing that's natural for a horse. It's not a natural gait. So everything has been taught to the horse, and it takes a long time, many years for him to get up, you know, to the top level in dressage. But it's a beautiful sport. They literally dance to music. And the music is almost as important as the skills that they show in the arena, because you have to blend them together. Well, technical difficulties there, folks. Doggone it. Somebody caught up with me. Hey, but we were talking about Chucker. Chukar is really a good thing. It tells you all about the sport of polo and where it's at. And I'm telling you, you can literally find your polo grounds just about any and everywhere. In fact, up in New York, they have indoor polo, and it's in an old building, a warehouse, and they're playing arena polo is what they're doing there. And so that's really interesting to see, you know, what they have. But, you know, Wellington Polo is one of the premier places in the country. Got polo up in North Carolina and South Carolina. We have polo out on the West Coast, you know, out there. It's unbelievable in Arizona and in California out there where the polo is just everywhere. You know, you see it everywhere at all levels too out there, you know. Santa Barbara has good polo out there. That's Luis Escobar is out there. So, and he's here at Wellington. So that, you know, that's really good, you know, for him. So, and then this is a thing that I have here. The show's called Last Call, and it's our equestrian sales show. And I started out with thoroughbreds mainly. And because we've got Fasic Tipton and we've got Keeneland and we've got them from all over the country. Saratoga has a good sale. Mid-Atlantic has a good sale. California, naturally Kentucky and Florida. And OBS in Florida, which is really good. And Fasic Tipton, you know, all everywhere in the Keeneland sale company. But I started out and I called it Last Call. And at that time, they were starting to get into people that would be at the sales. And that's, you know, they would buy at the sales. And then they branched out into telephone, to the phone. And so, you know, that became real popular. And a lot of people, you know, didn't have to be there at the sales. They could stay there at their home. And all they have to do is when you get called bid by phone, you have an agent or a veterinarian come out and look at the horse you're looking at and inspect them. And then through their recommendation, the owner can bid on the phone, you know, and be a part of the auction. So now you got them either at the live at the auction or you got them on the phone. Then we have the internet came along. And so now you can bid on the internet. You can literally watch the sale on the internet and you can bid on the internet. So I decided to call the show Last Call. Where's the last call going to come from? Is it going to come from, you know, the telephone, the internet, or is it going to come from somebody live in the audience? You know, see who makes the last call. So that's what we did. And so I was always thinking, you know, hey, Keeneland, Fasic Tipton, you know, Mid-Atlantic, golf sales. We even do sales from Europe and France and Australia. And also I said, oh, man. And then out of nowhere, I saw on the internet, there's a Palomino mare, Voodoo's Choice, 2019 AQHA Palomino mare. You got to see this show. It's one horse. It's just one horse. The guy put music to it. He did it upright. He's got pictures of the horse moving and running. And I mean, I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. You know, I said, this is really good. And so now I started getting a hold of people that are selling just one or two horses. I told them, you don't have to sell, you know, 20 or 30 or 100 horses. I said, I'll do one horse and up, you know, and I don't charge for this. You just send me the content. You just send me the content, and we'll put your horse up on an internationally broadcast from BBS Radio and TV, and soon to be Fox. You'll be able to see us everywhere. But it's one horse. It doesn't cost you anything. And this guy, boy, he hit a home run with this. So we try to cater to everybody, from the guy that's only got one horse to the guys that have the big farms and the huge operations that have 200 or 300 horses. You know, that they did. But that's really, you go to intv.org, you take a look at that. It's called Last Call. And I tell you what, you'll really like it. I guarantee you that. In fact, that's my pick of the day is Last Call. And anybody that calls in to 323-744-4831 will win a Apple card. We got all kinds of Apple cards that we're giving away. And everything. And Hennessy, we had people from last week came in and won it. And, you know, it was good. Liz Hennessy, or Liz Shout now, from Delray won. Come in and see that. Hey, and then we got Flying Turns. A friend of mine, Steve Wolf, and I started Flying Turns many years ago at Freehold Raceway in New Jersey. Steve is a nationally known and Hall of Fame harness rider for the Harness Racing Associations. He's both domestic and international. Steve is unbelievable. He works, one of his jobs is at Harness Link that he produces a lot of articles for. He's the one that helped me name it Flying Turns because at that time we were at Freehold Raceway in New Jersey, Freehold, New Jersey. And, you know, they call Freehold Flying Turns because it's a half-mile track, and it's supposed to be the fastest half-mile track in the world. And so, you know, that's how we got that, and it's been going for, oh, heck, it's been going since the late 90s, Flying Turns has. And you see racing from all over the world, both domestic and international. And that Flying Turns is sponsored by Steve Wolf and Harness Link Magazine. So, you know, I suggest you go to it and see it. There's any and everything there from, you name it, they got it on there. So that's really good, you know, to watch. And then this is what I brought this to light, and I said, you know, this might be the best thing that I've done in the horse business, because I'm always trying to get information out, distribution of information, and create something that's new and unique and different to the horse business. And what I liked about it is I named it Triple Crown Traditions. It's coming soon to IENTV.org. And what it is you see all kinds of traditions in the horse business. Some people say that they buy a rose every year at the Kentucky Derby and they wear a rose all year long. They buy black-eyed Susans and have those all year long for the Preakness. Or they buy a lily something for the Belmont and have it. So what I decided to do in Triple Crown Tradition is I wanted to have something that everybody could look at, and you don't have to know horses. You don't even have to know what the Triple Crown is. You don't have to know what Churchill Downs is, Pimlico or Belmont. On Triple Crown Traditions, I'm taking a trainer, a owner, and a jockey from Churchill Downs, Pimlico, and Belmont. I'm going to get those three together, and during Derby Week, they're going to have a cook-off. They're going to bring their own recipe to the show, and it's going to be their Kentucky Derby tradition. What do they cook and have for their Kentucky Derby tradition? What do they have and do for the Pimlico tradition and the Belmont tradition? So the winner, one of those three is going to be designated our winner. And when we get our winner, he's going to sit on the sidelines and watch them go to Pimlico and cook. And then he'll see one of his competitors that he's going to cook against eventually at Pimlico. And then they'll do the same thing for the Belmont Stakes. So we're going to have three winners, individual winners, that are all going to meet at Del Mar at the Breeders' Cup. And that's where we get our Triple Crown tradition that we're starting. This will be it'll start in 2025 is when it'll start. But then at that, we'll have the three winners go head-to-head during Breeders' Cup week at Del Mar. And that winner will be named the Triple Crown champion. So now, you know, they got time to think about it. They got time to work on their recipes and see what's best. And we're going to start taking recipes in to IENTV.org. You can call me and you can find our call, my phone number and my email number there. And I don't know what kind of prize we're going to have at the end of it, but it will be something worthwhile. I guarantee you it's going to be something worthwhile. you know, for everybody to get to. But that's our Triple Crown tradition, and that's what the horse business is all about, is tradition, you know, that we do, you know, here in our business. You know, like we've got the Rolex. We've got the Rolex that they have that's really, really good, you know, type of a thing. That's a cross-country dressage and show jumping that we have there. So we'll see that. And then here at IEN, items we have for different equine, equine activities. We've got rodeos take place throughout North America and Canada, even in Australia, just about year-round. The best place to check out all the rodeo dates and locations is to go to www.rodeousa.com. They have a calendar there that you can go see rodeos everywhere. They've got all kinds of, you just pick a state and they got it. In Canada, you know, Australia, you can see where their nearest rodeo is, just by going to, you know, rodeousa.com. They give all that information out. When you're searching for top equestrian events, your best bet in the USA is to go to www.usff.com, which in the United States is the United States Equestrian Federation website. They list all the major events taking place in the U.S., and there are plenty of them to choose from here in the United States. We've got places from Palm Beach, Wellington, Florida. We've got March Madness in Aiken, South Carolina. Ocala Winter Celebration in Ocala, Florida. Just check the calendar there and you'll see where they have something, you know, in your neck of the woods, as they say. I tell you, don't count out all of the equestrian events around the world. In the UK, Europe, Australia, there are websites to help you find those events. If you come here to INTV.org, we'll get you in the right direction. We got, of course, like I said, At the Wire. It's all about all the horse racing in the United States. It's live racing. We've got Chucker, Polo. If Polo is your game, then make sure you get to Florida, as both the International Polo Club in Wellington and Port Mayaca Polo Club in Okeechobee, they're in full swing, and we have their championship finals in late March there. We have Quest for Equine and Gold again, and just to, you know, top it off, the Olympics are coming to France. It means horse events around the world will be deciding who will represent their countries in dressage, jumping, equestrian events. You name it, they got it there. It'll be there. That's on Quest for Equine Gold. And, you know, we got the Flying Turns, which is a harness racing, never takes a break. And they're also major stakes events around the world. Currently, Dover Downs is the place to be. They got everything there. You know, they got Yonkers. They used to have Pompano down here. They used to have that. But that was really good. But one thing that I do want to start to focus on now, that we will be doing. Some of the things here that we have at IEM, we really get into a lot of statistics and everything, you know, to see what's going on about, you know, the horse industry. And for a long time here, we had a situation where horses were breaking down. And we were at a crossroads. Was it the track? Was it the horse? Was it medication? What was it? You know, what was causing it? Was it the track conditions? Was it weather? You know, you name it, what was it? So they had a group called HISA. And what they do is they come in and they make sure the rules and regulations are followed, such as medication, such as training, you know, all the rules and regulations that make the horse industry what it is. They're the police department of the horse industry. Rules and regulations, state, local, and federal. They make sure that it's all followed. So that's been going on for a couple of years now that they've been, you know, they're always adding something new to them. Well, we're glad to report that Santa Anita Park completes near-perfect safety year, concluded the six-month 2023 to 2024 winter-spring session. June 16th, which when it combined with the six-week autumn meet in the fall there in 2023, they produced a 99.97 safety record, making first racing facility the safest track in North America among those that were a comparable volume of racing and training. It's amazing. You know, these rules and regulations are proven that if they find a way to prevent injuries and implement the rules and regulations and make sure that they're followed, it's good. Since opening day and autumn meet of September 29th, 2023, through the closing date of the Hollywood meet, June 17th of 2024, 6,678 horses ran in races at Santa Anita's main track and turf course. The track reports at 99.97% safety mark ranks the highest in the world, not just the states, not just California, but in the world that had a similar schedule. And there, you know, I mean, that's great. Santa Anita record is highlighted by 90% reduction in racing fatalities over the five years since the sort of historic reform to modernize the sport of thoroughbred racing was instituted by First Racing, the California Horse Racing Board and industry stakeholders. So, you know, what they're saying is that you got to go by the rules and regulations. And let me tell you, I heard so many people that said that this wouldn't do it right. You know, they had to do this, they had to do that. Well, they were supposed to be doing those things. You know, and we found out that it was the state regulatory committees and commissions that weren't enforcing the rules. So all of a sudden they start enforcing the rules, and look what happened. 99.97% safety record because they had to follow the rules. And that's the way it is in anything in life. If you follow the rules, then you can eliminate or you can change, you know, the status quo of what it is. And that's what I like about Heisa. I recommend it highly. And I know I'll get a lot of people mad when I talk about Heisa, but you know what? This right here, it's in black and white, 99.97%. That's what I like. That's what we want to hear. You know, and you're considering, you know, they had winter days, they had challenges like weather, it's just unbelievable. And so next week we're going to talk a little bit about what it's like both all around the country, each state is doing. And each week since we have 52 shows that we do here, basically, what I'm going to do is each week I'm going to highlight a state to give the economic impact and the safety report from each state. You know, we'll just start out and you know, this is funny and people are going to laugh, but Alaska is going to be our first state that we're going to go to. And, you know, they have horse showing in Alaska. You know, I never really thought about it until we had horses that were sold here at Sunshine Meadows to a client of one of our trainers out in Alaska. And that was quite a process to get a horse, you know, from here to Alaska. And also we're going to talk a little bit about that, but each week we're going to have a state that we talk about. And naturally when we get towards the Kentucky Derby, well, like with Florida, when we get to the Florida Derby, we'll talk about Florida and Kentucky, you know, Kentucky Derby, Maryland, Preakness, New York, Belmont, you know, that type of thing. Whatever the big equestrian event is in that state, we're going to highlight it and talk about that state. You know, there will be some states will be like polo, some will be all kinds of different things. But, you know, so just, you know, we're going to give you a bit of a history lesson on what's at that state. We'll give you the right connections to get to the Department of Agriculture in each state. The Chamber of Commerce in each state will be on there so that you can, and it'll be on the website, so you can just go to it and click to it, and you can, you know, find out what they have in the state, and, you know, just see what the Bureau of Tourism has to say about the state, and, you know, just how the economic impact of the horse industry is for that state, and we'll give you a lot of different things that, you know, that you can talk about and go see. I would suggest that you do that. But, you know, you don't have to be a trainer or an owner or a jockey to participate in our Triple Crown Tradition program. What I'll do is if somebody sends in a recipe and tells us a little bit about their Triple Crown Tradition, I'll highlight them in one of our blocks on the show, and we'll take 6 minutes out of our show. And we'll give to the person that calls, the first person that calls in to 561-680-8813. I will put them on the show. We'll do a 6-minute segment on them. We can Skype it. We can do all kinds of things. And you can tell us about it, or you can do your own video and send it to us. And we'll put it on there as a featured recipe of the week if you want to do that. But just call me at 561-690-8813 and see what all's there. So that's it for us for the day. I'm really confused, you know, and everything. So I hope you have a good weekend and do something in the equestrian industry. You don't have to be an equestrian per se, but just Google, horses or equine industry in your area. And find something to go to, take the family to, and support your local equine industry, because they're the ones that support the state with millions and millions of dollars, you know, and income from people coming in to shop at the Walmarts and the Burger Kings and get gas and go to the Walmart and everything. So until next week at 2:00, I will talk to you then on International Equine Network.